Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Tatika. I'm returning your call from customer service. How may I help you?
Yeah, I had a bill for my debit card from you guys, and I have no idea what it was for because I never wrote it down. I don't even know if I'm the one that ordered it, but can you let me know what you sell there?
Basically, this is a third-party call center for customer service. We handle customer service for hundreds of companies. They outsourced us to be their customer service reps. So if you can give me your zip, I can see if I can find you, and I can find, I can tell you exactly what's going on.
All right, 43467.
43467.
Yep. Okay. And the amount was $54.95.
Okay. First and last name?
Mary Griffin.
Okay. First, I mean, your address, please.
I don't know if it's under my P.O. box or my street address, but it's P.O. box 31, West Belgrove, Ohio, or 6409 Main Street.
They gave both.
Okay.
Okay, all right. It looks like what happened was wasn't seen, and I think this all yesterday, so I'm just going to tell you exactly what it is, okay? Basically, did you take a survey, and when you finished that survey, it went in and it asked, it told you say you won something, pick your gift?
Probably. I've done two of those, I think, or more.
Okay. Well, that was done April 11th. They're supposed to send you a spy cam. I don't know when it was shipped.
It was supposed to be, boy, that was a scam.
Okay.
It was supposed to be like $6.95 shipping only.
Yeah, shipping and handling, and the spy cam was free. Basically, what it did was when you agreed to doing that survey and taking that spy cam, it enrolled you in the factory direct savings group. That's what happened. And then it's in the terms and agreements is if you didn't call back within 72 hours, then they were going to charge you due to no call, and you probably didn't even know nothing about it. So it was a no call.
I did not know anything about it.
Yes, ma'am. So that's basically what happened, and that's what this charge is. So
is there a way that I can cancel now? Are they going to charge me more?
No, ma'am. I'm canceling you now. And I can get you, I'm going to try to see if I can get you some of your money back. Let me talk to my manager, okay?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I won't be doing this anymore. Ever.
Okay, ma'am, I can get you half your money back. I was trying to get the full one, but I couldn't. And then I was talking back and forth with my supervisor and the company.
Whoa, you're really breaking up.
Okay, hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I can get you $27.48 back.
$27.48, that would be great.
Okay.
Anything would be better than nothing, because I never saw anything on there that said that. And I do read just about everything that I look at. I mean, completely down to the bottom. I never saw anything about that.
Okay. This is not even. That's what today is.
I don't know. The 8th or something?
Hold on 1 minute. I'm trying
9th,
to go back.
Maybe?
Okay. This is... Yeah, this is the one I'm in. 27.48. Refund. Yes. Okay. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I got everything taken care of. Let me get you your confirmation number. You got a pen and piece of paper ready?
I do.
Okay. It's going to be Sheets and Charlie.
Okay.
662. Excuse me.
Okay.
956.
Okay.
756.
Confirmation.
Yes, ma'am. And put today's date, as that's the day that you canceled everything, okay? And it's
going
to say...
And what is today, the
9th? Yes, ma'am, it is. May the 9th.
Okay.
And then it's going to take 3 to 5 business days before that is back in your account. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. I really appreciate all your help.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.